I was having a conversation with somebody this week about chinuch for the children, and discussing a certain point, and I really basically said that, you know, the problem with this issue is that you can't start addressing this issue now. The correct time to address this issue was about 5 years ago, before you were married. So I guess that would make it incumbent upon me to address that issue. So it says that when a child starts to speak, the first thing you have to teach a child is Tartziv Alanu, and then you have to speak to him Lashon HaKodesh. So Rav Olbin, his Sefer Zvi Binyamin Chinuch, he says what it means really is that the child should be taught very young, at a very young age, that the Iker Dibur is about Torah. So I said to the individual, so you know, you can take a kid when he starts speaking, and you can teach him Torah, 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 Tivah Lanu Moshe, right? And you fulfill the little words of teaching Torah Tivah Lanu. But once you tell me that the lesson is that the Iker Dibur is B'Torah, children pick up a lot of things. So they see in the house that the conversation is about Torah mitzvahs, so they'll learn that the Iker Dibur is B'Torah mitzvahs. They see that when the father talks to the child, he says, talk about Torah mitzvahs, but he talks to his wife and to everybody else, he talks about everything else under the sun, it doesn't go. It's a gate nisht, right? So you need to first develop within yourself a mahal hachayim that the Dibur is about Torah mitzvahs. And then the next step will be that you can introduce your child into that world. But I want to look at a Rashi in the sixth parasha, which talks about chinuch. I think this Rashi is a very, very, it's a very comforting Rashi. Chazal is a very comforting Chazal. So the Vershim sends a Malachim, and they're going from Avram to Sdom to destroy Sdom. And after the Malachim leave, Hashem says, "Hamachasani me'Avram asher ni'oseh. Avram hayo yiyel goy gadol b'atzum v'nivchu b'kol yaretz ki yadativ l'manah sheyitzav es bonov ves beiser acharov v'shamdu derech Hashem la'asot tzedakah mishpat l'manah tavi Hashem al Avram et asher yidibur alav." Very difficult pasuk. So Rashi touches the pasuk. I've made a connection with him. Even in English language, they say, "I want to get to know you," means I want to become friendly with you. I want to connect with you. I just don't want to connect with you. I don't say I want to friendly with you. I want to get to know you. So I'd like to study you as a specimen in a laboratory. No, we understand that the phrase "I want to get to know you" means I want to connect. So Kiyadativ, the Rishon says, "I've gotten to know Avraham. I've become friendly with Avraham. We've connected." So Rashi says that Lashon Laman over here doesn't mean in order that he will, but because he does. Because he's teaching his children to do so. Or Yudani Bosh Yitzavas Banab, I know he's going to, but the word Laman doesn't really fit into that phrase. Okay, so Laman is a difficult word. Then it says, "Laman havi Hashem al Avram es asher dibur alav." So what's he going to tell his children? He's going to be mitzav b'banav es beis ha'acharav that they should be shomer derech Hashem al aseh tzedakah mishpat. In order that Hashem should bring al Avram es asher dibur alav, kach mitzav b'banav. This is what he tells his children. Listen, shomer derech Hashem. You should keep the way of Hashem. Kadesh shayov Hashem al Avram, because this way you'll get good blessings. Your Hashem will fulfill His promises to you. So you know why you should do Avodas Hashem? Because it's going to be worth it. It's going to have good payback. It's going to, you know, you're going to get a lot of good things out of it. So the Russian says, "I love Avraham. I connect to him because he's going to, why? Not because he's a big tzaddik and because he does a lot of mitzvahs. Because he's going to be Mechanica's children." That's it. I don't care what he did until now, but he wouldn't be mitzvah with the children. All bets are off. Not interested in him. I'm interested in him. I want to know him. I want to be connected to him because he's going to, this legacy will go on to the next generation. And how is he mechanic his children? Because he tells them, do a shlo lishma. Okay, that's basically what the pasuk says. So that sounds a little bit strange. Like the reason why the Russian loved Abraham because he teaches his children to do mitzvahs and tar mitzvahs, not l'shem shemayim, but because they're going to get good benefits out of it. That's why Russian likes it. Now there's a goin. The goin says, "Pasuk says initially, Relis Adam to sell up darker, Relish Em Yisav Liboy. Person's foolishness, his krumkeit, causes his path to go astray. And he gets angry at Hashem. So what is it much referring to? He says, Chazal say Lo'olam Yasek Adam B'Tarmit Shlo Lishma, Shabtesh Shlo Lishma Bo Lishma. So Chazal say Lo'olam means that this is a way it always has to go. You always have to start with Shlo Lishma and eventually advance to Lishma. You can't go straight to Lishma. This person decided he's not, you know, he's that's beneath his dignity. I should do it because, you know, I want to get benefits. I should do it because that's a Hashem. I love Hakadosh Baruch Hu, etc. So he decides to do his mitzvahs Lishma, and it doesn't work. So he says, Baruch Shalom, I was such a big tzaddik. I did Lishma, it didn't work. Why weren't you there to help me give me siyata l'shamayim? So Yivela saw them, the foolishness of the person to salav darker makes his path go crooked, and he's angry at Hashem. He's blaming on the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he didn't get what he wanted. When the problem wasn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the problem was he tried to skip steps. Fascinating Rambam. The last parak in Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam talks about the concept of Lishma. He talks about Lishma. The first four halachas. Ayomer Adam Reini Oisa Mitzvahs Atara Oisik Bechachmos Akeisha Kabel Babrachas Aksubas Batara Akeisha Eskel Lechayla Maboa Vafish Menaveris. Should I that don't say that should be safe? Ein Roy Lavanis Hashem Al Derech Zeh Shem Al Derech Zeh Hu Oivin Meyira Veno Malas Hanaviim Vloy Malas Hachachomim Veno Oivin Hashem Al Derech Zeh Al Ami Haoritz Bahanoshim Akhtanim Nobody does this approach except for the Ami Haaretz, the Noshim and the Ketanim, which we train them to be Ovid Meira until eventually it's Tirba Daiton and then they'll be Ovid Meava. But that should not be your final way to do it. And he talks about you shouldn't, Ovid Meava doesn't do it because Yiras Aroa, K'nelo K'nelo Yirish, not to be Yirish Toiv. He does Oiso Emes, Meneshu Emes, Sefer Tevah Lava Bechlau. I just told you that not everybody came to that. So it's interesting that the Rambam speaks up a Farish that the Milas Avraham was that he was Ovid Me'ava, not because he should yarish toiva or he should stay away from the klolus, right? So, but Avraham is not like that. The pasuk is over here. I love Avraham because he trains his children to get to be Yerush Tzayva. So there's a different Rambam of all the quotes. I'll save from the Rambam called Pirkei Hatzlacha. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see it right now. Yeah, when I first time I saw this Rambam, it was like, okay, Chas Hashem, there's hope. So Rambam says that when you start training your child, first you try to train your child. First you should train the child to do mitzvahs and tar mitzvahs because, you know, he'll get candy. And he's a little bit older, you know, candy's not going to motivate him anymore. So you up it to a coin, some money. Gets a little older, you know, the money, you know, coin's not going to motivate him anymore. So you tell him that, you know, if he does that, he'll get a good shidduch. A little bit older, he passed that already, so you tell him, you know, she ever comes baruch hu, because do heritage mitzvahs, because this way he'll get respect, covet. Until he gets to the point where he's near Hadas, and he'll be Ebekah Shporku, Mamash Lishma, when he's 70 years old. 70 years old. 70 years old. I mean, until 70, you don't have to worry about Lishma. You got a free pass. What's the Rambam saying? So I once had this conversation. It's embarrassing. Like, you know, we know Torah is important. We know mitzvahs are important. We know what the right thing to do is. And we still need motivators. So we set goals for ourselves, and we do motivators that way. We give ourselves kenosis sometimes, you know. So in my days in Tells, I was in the Kirtle, the yeshiva did not have any official program for tests, and any, you know, that was, there was no such, you know, that type of things. So the first time I did it, I finished the first large set that I had finished. I said, if I don't, not mechayes, I'll take a bechin. I'm not going to learn chazer well. So I went to Shiva Reb Chaim and I asked him, can I take a bechin on the mesechta? So he said to me, fine. So this was the day after Yom Kippur, so I just basically committed myself to Chaza over 90 blot in 2.5 weeks, and taking Bechina with Shira Chaim and Shira Gifter together, oral for Herod Amazah. I learned my kishkas out the whole Ben Hisman, because like, I'm not going to make a fool out of myself in front of the Rosh Hashivas, right? But it was a great Mechayev. I would never have Chaza over without that Mechayev. I walked into the Bechina like very, very nervous, you know, like, you know, like, I'm not saying I didn't have, you know, a few times during the Ben Hisman, I asked myself, why did I do this to myself? But okay, you know, you can't back out now. I married in a few years, and I decided I really need a better Mechayev, etc. So I, this is my first time I got involved in the fundraising. I raised some money to pay one of the older Yigalites to write my Mekoymes and set a pace and write Bechinas, etc. And we would have some type of a miscarriage to Mekoyim ourselves a little more. So I know, one time after I was talking to Shiva Regifter, and I mentioned it to him. I said, you know, I'm embarrassed. Regifter would tell stories about the learned Hasmoda and Tells in Europe. As a matter of fact, when I first moved here, it's not so much anymore, but when I first moved here, there was a few elder Yidden who davened here in the shul, who they were still, you know, their mama Lashon was Yiddish. Montgomery County has a lot of services for elderly people, so it was a good place to retire. They had family here, etc. They would retire. They live in the towers, the Warwick, etc. They would live there. And if you could speak Yiddish, Pashut, you know, you could open up a world. So there was a Yid here at David in the shul. He's not here anymore. I think he moved away. And then if it was Nifter. This Yid learned by Reb Shimon in Grodno. And then he learns in Slobodka. I think that's what it was. Yeah. So Reb Shimon and then Slobodka. Okay? I mean, there was one Yid that was not with us anymore, who was, when the Panovich Rav opened the Panovich Yeshiva in Bnei Brak, he was one of the first 10 Talmidim. Yid, Pasha Yid, you know, you walk in the shul, smile at you, and that was it. You know anything about it. You start shooting him in Yiddish, you can open up a world. So this Yid would learn in Grodno, so I told him, I learned in Tells. Tells him must meet him. I said, well, what's that about? He said, in Europe, like, they liked having nicknames for things. Like, you know, so each one of the cities, like, you know, was known for a certain thing. So Varsha, there's known the Varsha Ganovim. There's a lot of Ganovim in Varsha. So the Varsha Ganovim, you know, they're supposed to be very good pickpockets, supposedly. So you better be careful. You go to Varsha Ganovim. Like, that was what was known. Tells are Masmidim. The Bachram and Tells were known to be big Masmidim. So she would describe the Hasmada in the Yeshiva. And, you know, I was embarrassed. Like, these guys, there was no motivation. There was no taking tests. You know, they were learning. And why do I need this? I was embarrassed that I need such a thing. So I asked her, Gifter, about it. She said to me, he says, you know, in Europe, there's no distractions. My mother-in-law, Alea Shalom, like, she described in Shtetl, like, you have to understand, Shtetl life meant that the excitement in town was when the Magen came to town, that was called excitement. But there's a drasha in the shul, that was called exciting. That's how boring it was in Shtetl. Okay? When the rabbi speaks, that's exciting. You know, like, you know, if that's the world that you live in, so they were impoverished to the Rashiva said when he first came to Tells, the first day there, he paid for a the people were to provide breakfast to the yeshiva. He paid for an egg. He wasn't rich. American standards, he wasn't rich at all. But he could afford. He paid for an egg. He looked around the dining room. He was the only person in the whole dining room. $450 eating an egg. Nobody else can afford an egg. He says he used to eat by an accountant. He's considered one of the gevirim in town. This accountant was rich enough that he could afford fish on Shabbos. Not chicken, not meat, but fish. There was a river near town. So it doesn't take so much money to get fish. That was considered being rich. There's coffee. Nobody dreamt of coffee. They had chicory roots. You would stick chicory root into hot water, and you would come out something which was supposedly daima to the musa called coffee. You know. She says there was nothing else. So in the world, there's no distractions. So learning was the only thing that was interesting. You know, what else? You know, your stomach was growling from lack of food. So you learned. He says, America, a lot of the things slapping at you, don't worry about using your motivations, it's fine. So, we don't necessarily shalom lishmo means, you know, that the reason I'm doing it is because, you know, people, it's something like something which sounds treif. But I need goals. Somebody recently told me that he wants them to commit to something. I said, great, it's a good idea. Commit for a month. And after a month, I want you to reward yourself, right? Well, I don't care what it is, something you want to, go out with your wife for dinner. That's it. Buy the tickets now and put it on the shelf. So every night before you walk by, if I stick to this for a month, I get reward X. Now, it sounds childish, but it works. And there's nothing trafe with that. That's what the Rambam is saying. So Rav Avinu is the person which the Rambam tells me that you want to give me a marshal of a person who's David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because a Kabbal Brachas, and not because Olam Haba, and not because to save himself from Klalus, and not because he should be Yarish Taiva, but rather he should do Oysem with Mnei Shu Emes. That example is that's the example of a Rav Avinu. That's the one that's an example of the person who reaches that. Person says, like, you know why I love Rav Avinu? Because he doesn't try and put that on his kids. Because he's a mechanical child, he says, my son, do it because you're going to get taiva, and you're going to get bracha, and the Rebbe is going to give you all the good to gazachin if you do good things. Shalom lishma. Because he gets it, that you can't take Madrega of Rav Avinu when you're who he was, at the age that he was, at the comments that he had, and move it on to his little kid. He had this understanding to understand that. So that's why I like it. That's because Baruch Hu, ki yadati. You know why I like him? Because he teaches his children, l'man hovi Hashem al Avraham es hasher yidibur alav. What does he tell his children? Like Rashi, kachu matzav lebonav, shimru derech Hashem kidei sheyovi Hashem al Avraham. Do it because Baruch Hu therefore will give you brachas. Do it because you're going to get good out of it. Do it because it's going to be good for you. And this is, you're going to get all these good tzachar out of it. It's going to be good valdik. Right, that's why you should do it. Not because the Shem Shemayim and because of the Ava. Don't expect from the child way beyond where he's older. So that Rav Avinu should be holding on the Madrega, that he's the person who we use as the paradigm of the Musha, what it means, the love of Kadosh Baruch, and not do it because of those things. And he can still come down and relate to his child and understand that that's not what you expect from a child. I like it. Versus, I like that. That's Kataka Gishma. But the tzaddik, who's such a tzaddik that he's way beyond the world, that he can't relate to the human beings around him and pass on the derech of Kadosh Baruch Hu to them because he can't understand where they're holding and how he has to speak to them at that madrega. Versus, no. Rav Avinu did these wonderful things. Rav Avinu, the Mishon of the Gazach, and Rav Avinu, Kim Shana Eish. No, that's not why Ki Yadat. Because that ends there by Rav Avinu. Right? We have a new religion. The religion is love Hashem Baruch Hu to the point you jump into the Kibshon Eish. Sign up here. It doesn't sell well. That's not what the Rosh Hashanah is. That's not the message of what Torah is. Yes, that's a Madrega. It's a Mishon Madrega. And that's what eventually a person has to reach, a Madrega. But you're going to try selling that. The message is Torah is this thing which is for otherworldly people. It's not true. Torah is for everybody. Torah is for us, the people down here who we falter and we try and grow and we fall backwards and we need help and we need motivations and we need shalom shmos. Yes, and we're not perfect. If you understand that's what Torah is, then you can give over Torah. The Russian says, okay, that's the person that I'm interested in connecting to, and therefore I have to discuss what's happening in the world with him. Because the world belongs to such a person. Stone belongs to him. He will be the person which eventually can bring Stone around. So I'm taking away Stone, and I'm saying, Ram says, you know, Mechatesi. Gerson Eibshitz says, so Avram goes through this long conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu back and forth to save the city. So he says, you notice this, Yemyesh Chamisha Tzidikim B'Secha Yir. So Gerson says, I wouldn't do such a thing. Okay. Yemyesh Chamisha Tzidikim B'Secha Yir. I won't do it. So what about 45, 40, etc.? So he says, what's the loss of Misekha here? He says, imagine you live in a city where you're Taka Tzadik, but you're scared to go out into the street and show your face because there people will attack you for being, you know, anti-modern or something. That city's not good. That I can't save. You can find the Chamisha Tzadikim, there's people Chamisha Tzadikim, and they're comfortable to go out into the city. So there's hope for the city. That city I'm willing to save. Avraham Avinu wasn't asking for a free pass for stuff. He was asking for the opportunity that maybe they could change. How is that? If they're holding the lease by the level where they're willing to allow themselves, right? Lot had to hide himself that he's doing something nice. Okay, you know what? You're a bad person. You don't like the thing. You're anti-charity. Right? But that doesn't mean you throw eggs on a guy who gives charity. But if you reach the Madrega that if a guy tries to give charity, you know, you push it, he appears for his life, it's not going to work. That's how he ties this shot over here. Avraham wasn't asking for something which is ridiculous. Avraham understood the realities of the world. He says, you know, the Russian, everybody's redeemable, but as a group, it's very difficult. But even that has a hope if they're willing to see another opinion, then they're willing to see another way. They're willing to tolerate that. Then I can work with it. So invite them at Chachma. Like, Avraham wasn't this person whose head was in the clouds, he had no understanding. That's a person I have to discuss before I destroy Stone. See what he has to say about it. But getting back to over here, the chiddush for the child, what about the chiddush for ourselves? What about accepting ourselves? You know, we are fallible. We have issues. We have challenges. And working with that, making gedorim for ourselves. You know, I find that I tend to trip up with X. Whether it's an aveira mamish or whether it's not using my time the way I want to. I really would like to be productive. At the end of the day, I'm not so productive as I want to be. What happened? I schmooze too much. So how are you going to address that? What are you going to do? What gedorim are you going to make? What kenosim are you going to give yourself? What rewards are you going to give yourself? What goals are you going to do? What's realistic? What's not realistic? I mean, make it make sense. Sit down and really think about it. Be mechanach yourself, understanding that you need shalom lishmos. You need motivators. You need help. It's okay to need help. You know, I had the conversation with somebody about this issue. Person, idea of going to a therapist. So the person hesitant. You know, just partial working the issues on myself. You know, I should be a god for enough. You know, about myself. I said, you know. There's nothing embarrassing. It's you're right. It's embarrassing to ask for help. Right? It's even more embarrassing to not ask for help and look at, like, you know, I don't know. Like, I know I graduated to the point of being healthy. Then I can stop and ask for directions, and it's okay. You know, like most men, like, you know, I'm ask for directions, like, you know, male ego. You know, it's a possible issue. Ask for directions. You know? Like. But you're less a prisoner because you ask for directions. You need help. So what was the other option? That you thought you pushed it, you were the perfect person who knows everything about everything in the world. And you never could ask. You know, they don't need any doctors because I don't have better than a doctor. So I can't ask for help in how to find good ways to work with my issues. I should be able to figure it all out myself. Like, where's the havamina come from? It's okay to ask for help. Israel, give yourself help. We need help. So, you know, we're the Noshim. No, we're not Noshim. Ksanim, okay. Amiorits, you know, we fit in one of those Madragas. But the Rambam says, Shatibra Daiton, Yavda Meyava. So, the Rambam over here doesn't say when that happens. But that other piece of Rambam says, you know, it takes years. It takes years to accomplish that. And that's okay. You'll get there. But there is one Nakuda, just the Chaim in says the Gemara Gazach. He says a different type of Tefshel Shema Lishma. He says, when you sit down to learn, Shlo Lishma, but once you start learning, there's a moment in that learning where you get into the learning just because you're enjoying the learning. So in the middle of the Shlo Lishma, there is Lishma also. It's not thrum, you will get to, in this moment, once you really taka use the Shalishma, you taka sit down and learn. What you're learning, you're not thinking about the Shalishma, you're thinking about the learning. So there's an element of Lishma at that moment as well. And that's what we taka see that. You just get the guy in, get him doing what he's supposed to be doing. Once you start doing it, you know, a person davens. Once he starts learning how to focus on davening, he enjoys davening. He enjoys learning. Yeah, it takes some time to learn how to do it. Once he does that, so why are you doing that? Because my mother promised me if I would shut the davening on time and learn how to pirish at tefillah, she's going to give me a car. Okay, it's a great motivator. I need a car. You know, she promised me a Mercedes Benz. Yeah, you know, like, it's worth it, right? You know, right? All I got to do is daven, be on time for davening for the next 5 years every single day. It's a good deal, right? Not going to work. It's too long of a goal, right? But let's admit that, right? It would work. If it works, so once I'm there, I'm dominating and thinking, Baruch, Mercedes Benz. That's all Mercedes Benz. I'm not thinking Mercedes Benz as I'm saying Baruch, I'm thinking of Baruch Adonai Hashem. Why am I in the base of matters? Why am I doing it? Because of the promise. What am I doing? I'm learning, I'm diving. So, Mitach Shal Lishma means in that moment there'll be Lishma as well. What's the motivator? Whatever it is. But the Rama, it's okay that the motivator should be something else. Because even the Chaim Lishma is saying, because even at that moment, there's always a Shema Betzim intrinsic in the Maisa you're doing. So we have a stamp of approval from a Rashi, from a Rambam, from a Pasuk, from the Bereshim. The Bereshim says that the Avatar of Rama Avinu is because he's a Mechanic of children, Shlo Lishma. And that's the right way to do it. And eventually, understanding that one day they'll get to Lishma, but don't try and skip the steps. We shouldn't try to skip the steps ourselves either. We should work on ourselves to grow, etc. We recognize that it's okay to need motivators, and we should create those motivators, and we should not come in matzliach, Bezalel Hashem.